Hello, you're listening to CJLO News.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Activists spray-painted a Tesla dealership in Côte-des-Neiges, NDG, the morning of Wednesday, March 19th, spraying the facade and doors of the building with pink paint to protest Elon Musk's involvement in climate change deregulation in the United States, and demand Canada establish stronger climate protections.
Collectif de gens ordinaires qui demande à ce que le gouvernement canadien instaure un comité de protection face aux désastres climatiques pour protéger la population canadienne.
Two people, Valerie LaChapelle and Marcel Paré, both 21 years old, were arrested for the act of vandalism and are expected to appear in court in May with conditions. They represent the group Last Generation Canada, a network of climate activists mostly aged between 18 and 21, who aim to bring attention to their cause, often through illegal means. After his arrest, CJLO spoke with Marcel Paré about why he spray-painted the auto dealership.
We basically spray-painted the facade of the building. So we made our demands, we made ourselves known, and then we waited. Basically, we waited there to be arrested. What we're trying to accomplish is for Canada to create a climate disaster protection agency. So an agency dedicated to protecting the Canadian population from the increasing amount of wildfires and floodings that we see across the country.
The group fears the influence of Tesla CEO Elon Musk, who has been exercising great influence in the United States government and seeks to dismantle America's Environmental Protection Agency. Last Generation Canada believes Musk threatens democracies and spreads climate denial, according to a press release. With the Trump administration's threats to Canadian sovereignty, Last Generation wants Musk's influence in Canada prevented.
Musk, like as you know, and I'm sure as everyone who's listening knows, has been very much on the news lately, along with Donald Trump. And it's the sort of thing where this rise in fascism and in selfish ways of thinking, we as an association trying to like protect the Canadian population, if you will, we simply cannot just stay quiet. We cannot stay quiet when seeing a figure that literally represents our own destruction taking over a government, trying then to take over our own country.
CJLO asked the group why they use illegal tactics like vandalization to bring attention to their cause.
At the end of the day, it is an illegal action. Because a big argument that people often give is, why don't you organize protests? Why don't you sign the petitions? The thing is, we've tried those things and we didn't get the attention necessary to actually bring about change. So it's gone to a point where these actions that we take, we are aware of their legal status, but we're also ready to face the consequences because we understand that we prefer facing those consequences, the legal ones, rather than the ones that will come further down the line if we don't actually speak up about this.
The Tesla dealership on Ferrier Street in Côte-des-Neiges would not provide comment on the incident, and staff did not want to speak with CJLO, but were clearly inconvenienced by the act. There has been a wave of attacks on Tesla dealerships across the US and Canada from different groups and individuals. Tesla has not released an official statement on these incidents, but their CEO Elon Musk has stated on his social media platform X that he considers these acts terrorism. For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.